apparently two, but one in Seoul. Written by Aubrey Lee. Read by Subiru. Fandom,
魔道祖师.
Relationship, 蓝天蓝文吉, 无音无无限. Rating, teen and up audiences. Summary. A glimpse of the night before and the day of Wei Wuxian and Lan Wenji's wedding. The world is a big place when one is a palm-sized paperman. A gale from a passing sleeve sends Wei Wuxian flying, tumbling end over end until he hits a wall and can write himself. His lights down to the floor, careful not to dislodge the tiny paper hat sitting atop his tiny paper head.
Can't believe he'd be this stingy for a wedding,
a disgusted voice says.
My father sent twice that amount.
Wei Wuxian recognizes Ouyang Zichen's voice and Lan Jingyi's when he replies.
Well, what did we expect from Sec Leader Yao? I hope he's not sitting with anyone we like for the banquet.
No, he's with Sec Leader Liu, you remember, the one who sneezes when he eats.
The voices fade as the boys turn a corner. Wei Wuxian snickers and continues his journey, dodging giant feet and flapping sleeves. He slips past disciples laden with bolts of red silk, vendors carrying baskets of sweet-smelling foodstuffs, and servants stringing up red tassel lanterns, until finally he reaches the familiar porch of the Jingshu. He finds Lin Chen playing the qin, lashes lowered as his fingers move across the strings. Wei Wuxian stops at the door and takes a moment just to listen, admiring the skill of his hands as they sculpt music out of sound and silence. If Wei Wuxian were blindfolded and placed in a room with 1,000 qin players, he would still recognize Lin Chen from the way the air sings at his touch. Those hands pause when Wei Wuxian climbs onto the table. Wei Wuxian gives him a little wave. Lin Chen sighs. Leaning forward, he cups gentle hands around Wei Wuxian's paper body and cradles him in his palms.
You should not frivolously expend spiritual energy.
Wei Wuxian rears back in mock offense and shakes his paper head vigorously. Not a frivolous expenditure. He's here on an important assignment.
Oh?
Lan Chen asks, lips twitching in mild amusement. He taps his hat and bends to let Lan Chen remove it. Then he scrambles up Lan Chen's arm to perch on his shoulder as Lan Chen unfolds the paper. In painstakingly tiny handwriting, the letter reads,
A year with my beloved passes in an eye blink. A night without my beloved languishes for an age. When the morning finally comes, will he still recognize me? Clutch my gnarled hands, kiss my snow-white hair?
A little overdramatic,
Lan Chen murmurs, refolding the letter and tucking it into his collar.
Wei Wuxian mimes, perishing from heartbreak.
Lan Chen's mouth relents into a smile. Less rare now than before, but no less beautiful. Wei Wuxian pauses mid-mime and just looks at him. Drinks in the secret curves of his face that only Wei Wuxian is fortunate enough to see.
Would you like a response?
Lan Chen asks.
Wei Wuxian nods fervently.
The response is in the form of another letter, one that Lan Chen writes without allowing Wei Wuxian to see the contents. He folds the letter into a hat and places it on Wei Wuxian's head.
Return safely, he says.
Wei Wuxian brings his hands to his face, then holds them out beseechingly. Lan Chen smiles again. He lifts Wei Wuxian to his lips and kisses him, lingering and sweet.
I will see you tomorrow, my love,
he murmurs, and laughs when Wei Wuxian pretends to swoon. Later, saving his own body once more, Wei Wuxian unfolds Lan Chen's letter.
Tonight, I'll sit on my window and entreat each star
to hurry their passage in the sky and hasten the arrival of dawn.
Well, Wuxian says, face aflame, heart bursting with light. That's just unfair.
He reads the letter again and again, etching each brush stroke into his memory. Then he gets ready for bed and falls asleep smiling. Lan Wenji wakes with a song in his heart. The song thrums in his bones as he is dressed, his hair brushed and pinned under an elaborate crown. His white forehead ribbon is replaced with one made of vermilion silk, matching the color of his clothes. The song thunders in his blood when he sees Wei Ying for the first time. Sichue had gone to oversee Wei Ying's preparations and had returned with tears in his eyes and laughter on his lips. He told Lan Wenji to prepare his heart. Lan Wenji, knowing his own heart, had said that was impossible.
I'm the luckiest man in the world,
Wei Ying whispers, looking awestruck. Lan Wenji disagrees. Wei Ying is a living flame, clad in vibrant sunset red. Light dances across the gold embroidery on his robes, shimmers in the gold crown in his hair. Lan Wenji could incinerate to powder in the radiance of his smile and feel blessed by the privilege.
Second luckiest,
he whispers back. Together, they walk to the dais to make their bows. Their gates fall into a familiar matching rhythm, surrounded by a chorus of well-wishers. Sichui's beaming smile is a sunlit slice of joy. Jing Yi and Ouyang Zichen are sobbing openly into each other's arms, while Jin Rulan and Zhang Wenyin were matching expressions of teary, pretended indifference. Nie Huaisang looks pleased, perhaps even sincerely so. Luo Qingyan, husband and daughter at her side, glows with delight. Lan Wenji seeks his brother's gaze in the crowd and finds him smiling. It is a weak, trembling thing, a sapling starved too long of sun, but it sits more honestly on his face than the ones he'd worn in the early days of his seclusion. Even his uncle, after eyeing Wei Ying and finding no fault with his appearance, only looks resigned. They kneel at the dais, empty but for two sets of memorial tablets, and go to their knees to give thanks. The first bow, to heaven and earth. Lan Wenji knows well that the world is vast and fate is fickle. He offers his gratitude that fortune had dealt him a kind hand. That out of all life's infinite permutations, its endless branching pathways, they had been given a path that twined. The second bow, to their parents. Lan Wenji gives thanks to Wei Ying's parents, whom he only knows from Wei Ying's stories, each memory as frail and precious as spun gold. But he knows to thank Cheng Ci Sunren for Wei Ying's irrepressible spirit, and Wei Cheng Ci for his boundless well of kindness. Then Lan Wenji thanks his own parents for bringing him into the world, for teaching him, each in their own way, how to love. And a third bow to Wei Ying. He turns to Wei Ying, who had burst into his life as a boy and uprooted everything Lan Wenji ever believed in. Who had burned all his life, first as a shining star, then a forge, then a wildfire, and finally, a guttering candle. Who now glowed with warm and light, a banked fire in winter to thaw the frozen desert of Lan Wenji's heart, resurrecting him from a different type of death. He has no thanks to offer Wei Ying. They'd long agreed that there would be no need for thank you or I'm sorry between them. And any words of gratitude would feel inadequate for the immenseness of what Lan Wenji wishes to express, like using a bowl to hold all the water in the sea. Instead, he presses his forehead to the ground and asks, please, hopes.
Weying, let me walk alongside you, no matter which path you choose to take. Let me stand between you and the world's ills, as you have done for so many others, protect you, care for you, tend to you. Let us wear away at each other. Let the years smooth our ragged edges until we fit as perfectly as if we were made to be two halves of a whole.
And then it is finished. They are married.
Lao Wenji lifts his head and rises to his feet, as the well-wishers burst into cheers. But he sees nothing except Wei Ying's beautiful, beloved face, wet with tears, but still smiling. He hears nothing except the melody thundering in his heart. He doesn't realize he's crying too, until Wei Ying cups his cheek and wipes gentle thumbs under his eyes.
Are you happy, Lan Chen?
Wei Ying asks. Lao Wenji leans into the warm cradle of Wei Ying's hands and nods.
Good. That's good.
Wei Ying closes the distance between them and presses their foreheads together, twining a lock of Lan Wenji's hair around his fingers. His voice is rough as he continues.
I want my husband to always be happy.
Husband,
Lan Wenji echoes. The word resonates through him, lighting up each meridian until he is a glowing constellation of light.
Husband.
He shuts his eyes and lets the word settle over him like a mold, every part of him expanding and shifting to fit this new shape.
Husband.
In his heart, the song soars, melody and counter-melody circling each other, racing in a glorious, ringing anthem. He is a different man when he opens his eyes again.
Husband.
Later, when the banquet is over and the guests departed, and the world has once again narrowed to just the curl of their bodies around each other, Lao Wenji says,
I'm writing a new song.
Head pillowed on his husband's chest, Wei Wuxian makes an intrigued sound and looks up.
Oh? What's it about?
Us,
Lao Wenji replies. That makes Wei Wuxian smile.
Are you going to make me guess its name again?
Lao Wenji smiles as well, and strokes his hand through the sweat-damp silk of Wei Wuxian's hair.
No, it's still unfinished. I thought you might like to write it with me.
Oh, Wei Wuxian breathes, wide-eyed.
Yes, I'd like that. Will you sing me what you have so far?
Yes,
Lao Wenji says. He holds Wei Wuxian closer and begins to hum.
The end.